Tiffany?
Yes.
Hey, Tiffany, my name's Harold. This call is in regards to your Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line. How's your day going? Did you get that? Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, so this call is in regards to your Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No.
Did you ever use Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Were you ever diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, I was.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. Can I ask you, when were you diagnosed with meningioma? I'm sorry, one more time.
It was in like 2015, around the summer, June or July.
June or July 2015. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
And have you found an attorney to help you file the claim already?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said it was back in 2015 in the summer, June or July, when you were diagnosed?
Mm-hmm.
And can I ask you, when did you start using meningioma? I mean, sorry, when did you start using Depo Provera?
It was like the beginning of 2014, like January. The beginning or middle of January. I know that for sure.
And then when did you stop?
When I stopped, it was 2015. Like no, I'm gonna. It was like 2015. I don't know, like July or something.
Around the same time you're diagnosed.
Yeah.
How many shots within that year did you have? Did you have at least four injections within you know, the time from 2014 to 2015?
Hold on. January, that was one, February, March. That was two. April, May, June, and three. Yeah, four. I know four for sure, maybe five.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yeah, I had a brain tumor.
And it was meningioma, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it was meningioma of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your date of birth?
My date of birth is 5/18/1983.
And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
Not really.
No.
Like, no.
And did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very cool.
Name brand. So it just said Depo Provera on it?
Yep.
And then you did use Depo Provera for at least 1 year. You did have at least four injections. You did use it through 1992. Can I have you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then you spell your name TIFFANY.
Mm-hmm.
And then last name WASHINGTON.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do have your email being tiffw55@gmail.com.
Yes, that's it.
And then I do have your phone number 346-579-5402.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go ahead and get your property address?
1101 South 7th Street. Apartment 328. Conroe, Texas 77301.
Thank you. And then who gave you the depot shot? Was it by doctor, medical staff, or did you do it yourself?
No, I had my doctor used to give it to me.
Doctor did. Okay. And then how many times were you, do you think you were injected with the product?
I'm going to say 5.
About 5 times. Okay. Do you remember the doctor who gave you the shot?
Dr. Wynn.
When?
Mm-hmm.
Was it W Y N N or
N Y U G E E?
Gotcha. Thank you. And then what hospital was this at?
It was at the Women's Methodist Hospital.
Is that in San Antonio, Texas? 1310? No.
The Woodlands, Texas.
Do you have the address by chance?
I can look it up right quick.
Just because I can't find it. Is it the one at the 17201 I-45 in the Woodlands, Texas?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Give me one moment here. And then did you get a CT scan or was it an MRI? How they found it?
I did multiple. I did MRI. We did a CT scan,
mm-hmm.
and they did a bunch of blood tests.
Gotcha. So a whole lot of stuff. Gotcha. Okay. And now everything was done at this one hospital, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with any prior cancer?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. One moment here. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma, for the brain tumor?
I had surgery.
Surgery?
Yep. And then after the surgery, I did radiation.
Radiation. Wow. Do you have your medical records by chance, or will they be at the hospital?
They're at the hospital.
They're at the hospital. Okay. And then were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what dates you were hospitalized or no?
Nah, I don't remember the dates, but I know I was there at least like 2 weeks.
At least 2 weeks. Okay. Sometime in 2015, around in like January, or not January, June, July.
Yeah, like August.
Like August. Gotcha, okay. Now, we are just about done here. I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make mm-hmm. sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
LaCandra Washington.
Could you spell that for me?
L-A-K. No, I don't. No, I don't. Jeremiah Mattire. G-E-R. M-I-Y-A. Last name Mattire. M-A-T-T-I-R-E.
Thank you. And then for the phone number?
For her phone number, let me give it to you. Hold on. I don't know a number about her.
No worries.
512-761-1535.
Could you repeat that for me one more time?
512-761-1535.
Thank you. And then the relationship here?
A daughter.
Daughter. All right. And then you said you don't know anyone else who might have been injured by Depo Provera?
Not really. I don't.
Okay. No worries there. And now, the last thing we do need in order to pull the medical records is the social. I can go ahead and take the last four if you don't want to give me the whole thing.
5284.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and verify my information, verify my spelling. So when I send this over to you and send it over to a law firm, you know, it is accurate. I do just want to let you, or reiterate, we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in this lawsuit, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with meningioma, correct?
Yes, correct.
I'm sorry to hear that. You were diagnosed around 7/15/2015. Your date of birth is 5/18/1983. Let's see here. You started using Depo in 2014, stopped roughly in 2015. You did have at least four injections prior to your diagnosis. You spell your name T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, last name W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N. Last four of your social, 5284. Your email address, tiffw55@gmail.com. Your property address, 1101 South 7th Street, apartment 328 in Conroe, Texas, 77301. Let's see here. You were seen by Dr. Nguyen at the Houston Methodist in the Woodlands Hospital. That's at the 17201 I-45. The Woodlands, Texas, 77385. And so this is where they did all of the treatments and everything else. You did have a CT scan, MRI, and some blood withdrawals in order for them, you know, to kind of find the meningioma. And then we do have your daughter, 512-761-535 is her phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. I'm going to send you over DocuSign now. One moment here. And so it's going to say Harold King Mass Torch Strategies.
Okay.
Did you get that text message there?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then I'm going to send you another text message with my direct line. This is Harold King.
Okay, I got that.
Perfect. And then the law firm you're working with is Vigna Law Group. And so how it kind of works is I'll be able to send these documents up to the law firm right now, since I just got them back. They will then give you a phone call within seven business days. So about next week, they'll call you. And I sent you the phone number, so it's a 214 number that they're going to be calling you from. And so during that phone call, they'll just basically iron out all of the details for you. kind of let you know what to expect, and then from that point on, they'll be able to request medical records and get working for you. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any questions, comments for me, anything?
No. The number that you text me, you say that's the number they're gonna call from, right?
Right. So the
I
214
just wanna
number.
know in case it be after the holiday when they call and I'm at
Right.
work the
Yeah,
month before gets the call.
it'll be the 214 number. So that 214 number they'll call you from. The 949 number is my direct line.
Okay.
And then if you happen to miss a call or anything, I can always call you and get you over there, okay?
Okay.
But besides that, you're all set for right now, so you don't have to, do anything else. And if you have anything for me, give us a call. We'll be back in the office Thursday to Friday. So we'll be back in Thursday, so you can always call me then, okay?
Okay.
Well, I appreciate it, Tiffany, so much. You have a blessed day and happy holidays.
I mean you. Thank you.
Thank you. Of course. Of course.